Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun. Life is nuts.
Why I run? In the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
All the damn designer, homie.
I gotta do it for my kids, brother, counting on me. Swear to God that I'm gonna take it to another level. Straight out the gutter, moving butter, iron with that metal. Keep that knife right by my side, I call it bit my shovel. You can try if you wanna die, bitch, you gon' fuck the devil. Trap nigga, trap nigga, I got the bag and the sack nigga. Sack nigga, I keep my 50 in the strap nigga. Strap nigga, he's a lame bitch, I'm that nigga. That nigga, no you fucking with the trap nigga. Trap nigga, I got the bag and the sack nigga. Sack nigga, I keep my 50 in the strap nigga. Strap nigga, he's a lame bitch, I'm that nigga. That nigga, no you fucking with the trap nigga. I drop the top. Everybody cut they hole when I hit the block. Swag dripping on the floor, you gon' need a mop. Catch me whipping on the stove, just give me a pop. I can eyeball the flow, I don't need a clock. You can keep that 4-4, pass me my Glock. I don't want your little nookie, just give me some top. Bro, they say I got the juice, I can't even stop. Steady dropping hits. In La Costa, fit them black bottles, I'm popping it. I be so fly, I'm about to take off like a rocket ship. I been that guy since so far, cause I be rocking shit. I got that work and I ain't talking about you fucking it. I'm trap nigga, I got the bag and the sack nigga. Sack nigga, I keep my 50 in the strap nigga. Strap nigga, he's a lame bitch, I'm that nigga. That nigga, no you fucking with the trap nigga. Trap nigga, I got the bag and the sack nigga. Sack nigga, I keep my 50 in the strap nigga.
Alrighty, welcome back to Groove Routine. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx in the line, which is the whole golden beast out there in the streets. You already know what it is. But hey, definitely looking forward to getting back in the groove of things. We don't have a guest this week. We will have two guests next week, we're going to double it up. But this is your first time tuning in. This is, again, Global 14 The Cut by Jermaine Peace, global14.com. And yeah, so we're just going to get into a few little things tonight. Nothing too major. We don't have a guest, so that means I don't have to talk all night. I'm excited about that. But we definitely will just run up on a couple of things that's been in the news. This is going to be a little crazy little week as it relates to entertainment news. And maybe it always is a crazy week. But just the fact that there was so much and so much redundancy in the news. So we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about that. And if you want to chime in on any of those issues, 760-913, a topic rather, 4119 is the phone number. I did drop a new record today that was Buff Gutter with Trap. I'm sure you can figure out the rest. And that's out of Best Out Entertainment. They definitely show us support every Wednesday night. So I wanted to make sure that I played his record that he's been circulating for this summer. Again, Jermaine Dupree's global14.com blog site. You can go check out some things. We have shoes on there. We have video games on there. We got the new movie trailers on there. And then we have a lot of exclusive information as it relates to social debt. If you have been paying attention to kind of what JD's doing on his timeline at all, you'll notice that he actually has a rap game, BET Music Moguls, out right now that premiered a one. that premiered a. I'm sorry, y'all, that's golden. He said he might be able to come through, so this is dope. You know, I don't like talking to myself. But, hold on, you guys. I'm doing the most. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Oh my God, it's golden. I know y'all like, hello. But anyway, you guys, what was I saying? Okay, yes. So he has BET Music Moguls on. I am so sorry. BET Music Moguls comes on Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. And then you've got the rap game that comes on Friday night on Lifetime TV. at 10 p.m. Central, at 10 p.m. Eastern time, so 9 p.m. Central. But yeah, so he's got these two reality shows going on right now. He's got a lot going on. I believe he did some business, or is doing business, or already did business with Epic Records. So if you didn't know, okay, you guys. All right, I'm gonna restart texting him because I'm getting thrown off track. I can't multitask. But anyway, yes. So he does have these two reality TV shows going on right now. So much respect to JD. And if you're interested, definitely, like I said, tune in, check it out. See what he's got going on. It's great for Global 14. It's great for anything that Jermaine is involved in. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited for new music and the kids that are a part of the show. So that's a great opportunity. I anticipate, I hesitate to say it, but I do anticipate there will be a season 3. So if you've got talented children between the ages of 6 and 16, I hope you're paying attention and watching like a hawk for your opportunity to be a part of the Rap Game series and seasons. It should be pretty dope. So let's talk about, as it relates to labels and music and different things like that. Let me see. You guys, I'm so sorry. trying to respond to go in there. Oh, I will say this. I'm very excited, and I can go ahead and share this because if you're listening live and you went back and listened to this episode and you got the insight, we are looking for interns. I'm very excited about the descriptions that we put out. We have 3 positions open, and it's going to be dope because then, I don't have to be... I'm not going to go into detail, but we do have 3 positions that are currently open. So if you're listening and you're in college and you're looking for an internship, definitely let us know. Tweet us at Global 14 The Cut. Let us know interested about the job position you have open, and we'll direct you to the information that we have readily available. We are working with colleges, so do let us know what college you go to, and we will reach out to them directly to let them know of what we have available. We're looking to fill by September 1st, so we're very excited about that. And we have a lot of just things coming up in the works. You know, we're not much of talkers, we're more of doers, more than anything. And so, what I did want to say then, so like I said, we're not going to do anything too crazy tonight. Next week, we're going to have Deborah of the Shade Room. She's one of the editors, senior editor, I believe, over there at the Shade Room. You guys know Shade Room is a very popular media blog, Instagram. They have an Instagram page, Facebook page. They have their website, and it's the place everybody goes to get like the gossip and celebrity news. So that she's going to be on with us next week to just kind of talk about her experience with the company and things that they have in the works, and then her own personal endeavors and her success as well. And then we're going to have Tyra B. Do y'all remember the "You're Giving Me a Buzz" and "Country Boy"? There ain't nothing like a country boy. And then she had "You Get Snow Ooey" with Penelope. I mean, these are the throwback early 2K joints. She's from Virginia. Her and Trey Songz like went to the same high school and was in talent shows together. I mean, it's amazing. If you just Google Tyra B. Singer, then you'll see a lot of her footage and a lot of the things that she's doing right now. She's got a great fan base. She's still touring, still getting booked, and I love it because it just goes to show that once you have established a fan base, you can continue to have that. You can continue to nurture that relationship, so to speak, and continue to tour and make money and do what you love. And so I'm very excited that she's coming on the show. It's going to definitely put in just perspective, the artist's timeline, if you will, and things that she has in there. So I'm looking forward to speaking to her next week. As well as if you're a fan of Tyra B, yes, you can call in. If you're a fan of Shade Room Roommates, yes, you can call in as well. I have questions. You can speak to both Deborah O and Tyra B. Like I said, they'll be on next week, 8 p.m. Eastern. What other announcements can I make? I'm just dropping them on y'all today. Let me do this. So do y'all remember... I want to pull from a couple of different sources and share with you just different things that have been out. So apparently, we definitely want to send our condolences, and we did. I think as if anybody who saw the news definitely sent out I'm condolences. Anyone that had a heart or that had an opportunity to do it, definitely. I know everybody kind of was like, wow, Toya Wright's brothers, both murdered and killed. They went ahead and ruled it as a double homicide, unfortunately, in New Orleans. Toya Wright, if you're not familiar with Toya Wright, she is Lil Wayne's, they like to say Lil Wayne's baby mama, but that is his ex-wife, his only marriage. They have a daughter together, Resume Carter, who's very grown up. She had a Sweet 16. I mean, they both kind of, Toya and Tiny had their show at one point, so they both kind of been doing their own thing. Toya recently divorced Memphis. So there's just a lot of, you know, they've both kind of been in the spotlight quite a bit, but I know that was a tough one to swallow. Why wouldn't it be? And it's just very tragic to have taken them both. She does have it seems like a tight-knit, close family as well. So condolences and to their families and everybody that was directly involved. Definitely hope that you get the justice needed. I do know that there was another... And like I said, when these things happen, I pray on their behalf for the wisdom and strength and understanding to get through however they need to get through and however they need to cope. I don't think you necessarily get over death. You just learn different ways to cope with it. And it was just very unfortunate that it had to happen. So, but I wanted to make sure I mentioned that just so you guys know kind of what happened. And I think it happened Monday morning is when they discovered. So you know, it's just crazy. Next, and I'm not going to just talk about death for the remainder of the show today. It's going to be a brief show, but I do want to say there was another Black Lives Matter kind of ordeal that took place. There was a new, I don't have all the facts with this one, but there was something where a woman was shot. Now, they said it was over a parking ticket, not a parking ticket, but some type of ticket that she had. And it's just been, I mean, actually, let me see. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to pull out the source. Pull it on up. Okay, yes. So, Corinne Gaines, 23-year-old mother, says that she had videos and had all kind of stuff that she was recording. And that the police deleted everything from her phone, but she was murdered. She was killed. We're not sure really all of the facts and everything that's being said is not really clear. They're not really sure. Nobody's really sure. Everybody's just kind of speculating and saying different things. So nobody knows. That the first thing people were doing was looking who to blame. And I just hate it because it's a time where her family can't even grieve properly. There's just so much going on. Her son, in the process, I believe he was 5, was shot as well when the police entered the home. So it was something along the lines of her owing tickets, and then they entered the home, and that she possibly had a gun and pointed it at them, and whatever it was. But there was, again, some things saying that there was footage of how it all went down that is now deleted and can't be recovered. So it's just very unfortunate. But yes, Corinne Gaines, a beautiful young lady, Baltimore County, and it's just, you know, very unfortunate. I believe she's a mother of two. So, again, condolences to her, her family, and everyone directly involved. And we're just going to continue to, you know, do what we need to do, guys, and just hope for the best and just keep safe and comply. And even if you don't comply, I mean, it's just wild right now. And I blame Trump for getting everybody extra riled up. But we'll move on. We did that last week. We talked about all of that last week. The next thing I wanted to mention, since we're talking along that line, was that Will Smith did go on TV. At first that Raven Simone spoke up as well. I don't have her actual quote, but it's about time. You know, it is time for them to step up and start speaking and not being worried about this endorsement or this money. Easy to say for me because I'm not getting them. But at the same time, you do have to stand for something. What's the saying? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So let's talk about Will Smith, who went on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and said that basically, in a nutshell, that racism wasn't getting worse. It's just the fact that it's being filmed and broadcast, and that's absolutely correct. I feel the exact same way. I think we've talked about it on the show. It wasn't really anything new. it was just the fact that, it was just the fact of, again, that, but you already know, don't pause because I got a text message. But no, it's just the fact, like I said, that everybody has a phone camera, everybody's getting hit to, nah, I need to record what's going down, I need to go live, I need to, so no, and then it's all over the world, and then we have social media where we have access to everything that goes down the minute it goes down. The hashtag, the tweets, the Facebook posts pop up, so we all are informed. And at one point, we didn't know what went down unless it was just something extreme. Well, it's all extreme, but unless it was something that, let's talk about the Rodney King. That was caught on tape, so that was why it was the magnitude of what it was. But back then, you didn't catch all of those instances on tape when we were able to have certain rights and, so forth, so on and so forth. So Will Smith is absolutely right. I commend Will Smith for speaking up and saying something. He's always seemed to play fair, I think. But then when the Oscar so white thing came around, he wasn't feeling it. So I do applaud Will Smith, like I said, for speaking up and speaking on what it was. And I applaud anybody that comes out and speaks on matters that, that really do affect us, especially in today's society. Our generation, now the millennials and the next generation coming up, they really need us to stand for what's right and put some things in place the best that we can so they can grow up and have a chance. Because right now it's not looking so good. But I will say, moving on to now, what's up with all the sexual assault stuff in the media as well? Derrick Rose, the first thing I seen when I rolled into my mail the other week was Derrick Rose being charged with a group for assault, sexual assault. I'm like, what? I didn't even go into detail with it. So I seen that. Then I saw that Kesha dropped. Before I say that, then I saw that Jason, my dude, my crush, Eazy-E, the dude that played Eazy-E in the movie. Let me pull up his name, y'all, because I'll be just saying the dude and the guy that did this, and I want y'all to know. Yes, the actor who played Eazy-E and Straight Outta Compton. I'm trying to get his name pulled up for y'all. And I should know it because I follow him and everything. Yes, Jason Mitchell. So I knew his first name. I didn't have it all together. So he was accused of sexual assault. And I'm just kind of like, what is the deal? Like, where is all this coming from? And I'm not saying that men are innocent, but I'm just like, what is the deal right now? I haven't investigated the facts, but I'm just disappointed. And that is even in question at this point. I need everybody to be careful, especially when you're in a certain limelight. And then women, I need you to be careful. Especially when you get ready to go somewhere, make sure you just tell somebody where you're going to be, keep an overnight bag, keep emergency things on deck. Like, it's just crazy. But I do commend you for speaking up and speaking out. On those same notions, Kesha, who you guys know, talked about she had been assaulted and raped and abused by her manager all these years, has now dropped her case against Dr. Luke. So this right here kind of disappoints me because a lot of people were supporting her. She was getting celebrity support. She was getting support from fans, women's rights groups. Everybody kind of was like, no, this isn't right. She's been getting abused. She's been getting sexually assaulted. We need to pull together. I'm glad she's speaking out. Let's support her. So she dropped the case. Now let me see what she said. Kesha is focused on getting back to work and has delivered 28 new songs to the record label. We have conveyed to Sony and the label Kesha's strong desire to release her next album and single as soon as possible. So basically, like I said, she claimed he sexually assaulted her and mostly abused her, all of that, and that she wasn't able to work because she didn't want to work with him and she wanted to be released from her contract and this, so on and so forth. But she stopped her case against him in California. It says she's still pursuing some things in New York after the Supreme Court dismissed her case back in April. So she wanted to terminate her contract. That's still pending. But it's just kind of like, what? Okay, so you weren't prepared for what was about to come. You wasn't prepared for that wrath because And I'm not going to say I'm prepared for it, but basically you drop the case. So it doesn't look good. Just look at when people see, people don't really read and dig. They don't have time for that. They don't really go fed into the Fed investigating like they do online unless it's something they're seriously involved in. So I don't think people are going to go pull court docs and do all of that that they have access to for Kesha. But all they're going to see is that she's out there, okay, she was lying, and that may not be the case. She just wanted to get back to work. But it is unfortunate that the legal system, the way it's set up, you have to do certain things and play certain games, and it's just disappointing. And she can't work. She's under his contract. Anything she does, he gets a piece of. So if she held out this ball, I'm going to say that there could be some facts to it. I'm not quite sure. It's not really up to me to say. It's just all of this goes back and forth. Even with the Cana Shell thing at the time when she had, said, no, he physically abused me. He did this and that. And then everyone was saying, no, he didn't. And then he came back and said, well, actually, I did kind of do some things. So it's just disappointing. And I just wish everybody would keep their hair to themselves and respect one another. But, you know, I guess, what can we do? Can't do much about it. There is one other thing I wanted to mention. Kanye West is always in the news for something. And I want to ask you guys this as well. So Drake and Kanye West actually are getting ready to do an album together. That was announced this week. So shout out to them for that. I like Drake. I really do. But I'm trying to understand now. There was a lot of talk about people saying that he seems to be an opportunist, that when things come up, he's right there on the scene, ready to grab, take. And I want to know what you guys thought about that. Tell me next week, tell me in a tweet, tell me on a Facebook post, whatever. But what do you think about that? Do you think Drake's an opportunist? And this is some of the things that have been brought up in question. The fact that he was around, like, okay, Gucci Mane's released, now he's doing an album with Gucci Mane. Kanye's always in the news for something lately, the Taylor Swift thing, him and Jake are now doing an album. This is something they could have been playing for a long time, but this is the way people are starting to see it and view it. And then they say back, like when the Migos dropped their record and had a great wave, here came Drake with the remix. and they're just saying with The Weeknd, he was on the scene, he came through. They just say that he seems to kind of hop onto whatever is popping at the time. And I honestly, that's relevancy. He's a musician, he's an artist. That's just part of it. But what do you guys think? Do you guys think Drake just kind of hops on whatever's hot? Or does he genuinely rock with these people and want to work with them? And that is what it is. He can work with whoever he wants to. What do you feel? Let me know. I would love to know. So what I'm going to do actually is go ahead and conclude tonight's episode. Like I said, we don't have a guest. There's no need for me to rant all night and all day. But I do look forward to, like I said, next week. We're going to have Deborah O of the Shade Room come on and talk about the media success, her success, and everything that's coming up for the roommates and those that are fans of the Shade Room. And if you're not familiar with them, why you should be. Then we're going to have Tyra B, who's going to talk about her experience in the industry as a signed independent artist, charting the top when she wasn't even with a major label, and what she's doing now, how she's able to still maintain and gain her fan base and is building momentum along the way while she does it. So I'm looking forward to both of these ladies. Ladies Night next week. Wayne Baldwin. Ladies Night next week on The Cut. It's going to be exciting. And then we're going to do an unsigned review coming up as well. Looking forward to that. That's the time when we get to discover new music, we get to hear new records, and we get to give our feedback. So if you're interested in presenting your record and want that A&R touch and that A&R feedback, definitely send it to us and just tweet us at Onyx254 or at The Golden Fleece. That's TheGoldenFleece. And let us know how you can be a part of that. So we're going to do that this month. We haven't done one in a while. And I think it's time. So what I'm going to do is actually play a record that we really, really enjoy from an artist that we really enjoy by the name of D3. It's called For the Summer. Summer is winding down. It's almost time for back to school. Oh, my gosh. The year is flying by, you guys. It's almost time for hip-hop awards, BET, and it's almost time for A3C Festival, and it's almost time for Revolt Music Conference as well. So that's October, and I'll talk more about that next week, and the week coming up, and the week coming up, just for the free, not getting an endorsement, but just to keep you guys posted. Like I said, you should really have your ears to the streets. This is a time when independent, unsigned artists should be getting their game plan together for fourth quarter so you can kill 2017. But anyway, let's go ahead and play G3. For this summer, this is the record. And like I said, you can follow me at Onyx254. I'll be back next week with a special guest and the other host, Golden Feast. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Let's go.
G3. Yeah. I'm dedicate this one. Dedicated to all of my beautiful ones who spent December to like April. January to June. I think I ain't noticed, baby.
Oh yeah. For all my bad bitches, it's on her for the summer. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Oh yeah. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Love ya. Oh yeah. This for all my bad bitches, it's on her for the summer. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Oh yeah. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Love ya.
Tryna get that ass right now. That's right. Motivated by the flat stomachs that she seen on Instagram last night. I mean, she bad and she know it, but competition be on her. So she be in that gym all day trying to get that body by Rosa. And I can't blame her, nah, I love that shit she do. I just sit back and watch, appreciate the view. I mean, she throw her hair in a pony, cause every morning she jogging, trying to show them legs off in that dress. Man, the way that shit fit, she so flawless. She got that Kaylin Garcia, mama mia, body fever, dripping sweat. Hit the showers, get that body, Aquafina, loving every squat. Oh my, make a nigga wanna spend it right now. See your ass on the beach in LA, make a nigga heart stop on behalf of all dudes right now. Girl, I swear you got it, you know you got it. Girl, I'd do anything to try it, just let me try it. Girl, I love it when you work that out for me. Just know it never goes unnoticed. Take a selfie for your nigga, let me post it.
I said, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's for all my bad bitches, turn up for the summer. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Love ya. Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's for all my bad bitches, turn up for the summer. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Fly to me, take a trip to MIA. Said I'm on my way back home in Detroit to Atlanta. Thank God I brought my camera. Thank Pilates for these bodies in NYC. Girl, I swear you know you got it. You know you got it. Girl, I'd do anything to try it. Just let me try it. Girl, I love it when you work that out for me. Just know it never goes unnoticed. Take a selfie for your nigga. Let me post it. Ooh, I say,
oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm a bum. Turn up for the summer, baby girl, you know we love ya. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby girl, you know we love ya. Baby girl, you know we love ya, love ya. Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's for all my bad bitches. Turn up for the summer, baby girl, you know we love ya. Oh yeah, oh yeah.